Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Shmir Salosh and Shem 145 in Shar Tvuna Perigimel with the Chavetz Chaim is giving us tremendous chizuk. What's the tremendous chizuk the Chavetz Chaim is sharing with us? He tells us, you can do it. You can be successful. You can overcome this Yetzahara of speaking Lashon Hara. And he says, take one step at a time. Take baby steps. You ever see this little toddler, this little 18-month-old or 12-month-old, however old they are, it's starting taking those first steps, and you're watching like, wow, I did it. They walked 3 feet. 3 feet, and everybody's wowing, so excited. And then they fall down. A day later, they're trying again, and everybody's watching with excitement. And it's 5 feet, 10 feet. Before you know it, they're running around the house. Baruch Hashem. The Chavetz Chaim says, take one step at a time. Don't hang around the people who are schmoozing with Lashon Hara. Don't try to find out all the news, that information that you don't need to know. Obviously, what you need to know, it's good to know. Kikvar muzor loidover zebeteva, kimoyshe shari yisum lechol Yisrael. He says, the Chavetz Chaim, has been proven and tested and tried, that a person to keep his mouth closed from speaking Lashon Hara and his ears closed from hearing forbidden speech, it will only remain difficult in the beginning, those first few short weeks. Just like that little baby who started to learn how to walk. 2 feet, falls. 5 feet, falls. 10 feet, before you know it, he's running around. And the same thing is here. You know, it's just like physical exercise when you go do exercise yourself. In the beginning, you're Charlie horse. You know why you're Charlie horse? Because your body's not, you're not used to it. Your body is not used to that exercise you're doing. And then, a week later, again you're still Charlie horse. And that's why some people say, you know what? The best way to avoid Charlie is not to exercise. But that's not good for the body. That's not good for your body. Gradual exercise on a regular basis. You won't be Charlie yours anymore. And you feel great after good gesunte exercise. You feel empowered. You feel strong. Same thing spiritually. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you that siyat d'shmaya. Because after time passes, people are going to see that this person, he's not going to be a person who wants to speak Lashon Hara. He's not going to be a person who wants to hear Lashon Hara. He's not going to be a person who's making fun of people. We are right before, this is the last week of the year. Before Rosh Hashanah. Now is the time, every day is the time, especially now. To show Hashem, I want to be different. I know somebody who used to be in the camp of talking during davening. He told me he stopped. It's like quitting smoking. He told me he stopped. And when someone came over to him, he would smile, gently put his hand in his mouth, and his friend, who still stayed his friend, went to go schmooze with someone else. But they didn't go to talk to him. And it's the same thing here as well. Yechdo komashim kol misapim lasapir oy leish kazeh. People are going to walk away from that he's a nice fellow. He doesn't want to have this conversation. They're not going to bother him anymore. They're going to take this merchandise of Lashon Hara, of Rechilus, and they're going to try to find someone else who will accept it. But not this person. Not you. Why? Because once they see that this conversation won't bring them any simcha, Reuven wants to go to Shimon, and Reuven sees that Shimon is not interested in hearing this. So Reuven leaves Shimon alone. Because on the contrary, just the opposite, Reuven is going to feel low. He's going to feel himself that Shimon is not interested. He doesn't feel good about it. To conclude the perek, Chemat shu lo yitztarech lishmar atzmoy oymi lishmoya. when the person works on himself day after day, week after week, that's it. He's in that camp. He's in that category. He trains himself. The words he says are nicer words, are better words. And he becomes sensitive to these words of Lashon Hara. That if it comes out from somebody, what's going on here? Whoa. You have a regular car has two pedals. There's a gas and a brake, and you put on the brakes. Because even the Baal Lashon Hara, when he's walking in that room and he's coming to say hello to these people just to pass by, they're going to stop speaking Lashon Hara in front of him. You know why? Because the Baal Lashon Hara, they're afraid. The people speaking Lashon, they're afraid that maybe this person is going to ruin the Lashon Hara that they want to say for the potential buyers, as the Chavetz Chaim says. Once again, the Chavetz Chaim says, this will only be difficult for a person to work on himself in the beginning, to commit to himself. I'm here to go in the ways of Hashem. Hashem's signature is emes. Chaysamai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. I want to talk words of emes. I want to live my life words of emes. What do I need? Shkarim, lies, and Lashon Hara. It's like going to the garbage and putting the food that went through the garbage compactor that a dog vomited and put in your mouth. Who would do something like that? To say words of Lashon Hara, to make another yid, to degrade him. This is Hashem's child. This is your brother. This is your sister. Ish echad leiv echad. That's how we're mekabel to Har Sinai, as one, as a unit. Shivim nefesh yardu Mitzrayim. We went down to Mitzrayim as one nefesh. Kol Yisrael Raven Zebazeh. We are all connected. We're all one. All one unit. A lot of different parts of one unit. When a person says Lashon Hara about someone else, he makes himself look disgusting. He makes himself look low and cheap. Person who works somar chaysav, he places his direction in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the siyat d'shmaya, bolitayr misayin lo yisay. You want to do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hold your hand and help you through the difficult times. But you have to make that first step, you have to make that second step, take the baby steps, one step at a time. Sit down after you hang out, after you turn off the shir. Listen to the shir, and afterwards say to yourself, okay, how am I going to put this in practice? How am I going to be a person that I don't speak Lashon Hara, that I don't hear Lashon Hara? So you know what we're going to do? We're going to take the advice of the Chavetz Chaim. And we're going to think to ourselves, are there gatherings I should not be gathering in? Okay, I'm going to limit those gatherings. Or eventually maybe stop those gatherings. Are those places and people I should not be speaking to because they speak Lashon Hara? One step at a time. One step leads to the next step, and then eventually you are a person who Chesomesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Hashem's seal is Emes, and your seal is Emes. You don't speak Lashon Hara.